Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there. Stardate March 23rd. The moon creeps up on the brightest point of light in the night sky tonight, Venus, the evening star. Venus stands above the moon as they come into view. The gap between them will shrink as they set a couple of hours later. The moon was new on Tuesday as it crossed between Earth and the sun, starting a new month-long cycle of phases. At sunset tonight, as seen from the United States, it's about 2.5 days into that cycle. It's 2.5 days old. It'll grow 27 days older before the cycle ends at April's new moon. This evening, the sun will light up only about 7% of the side of the moon that faces our way. It's daylight in that slim crescent, and nighttime everywhere else. A lunar night lasts about 2 Earth weeks, but on the Earth-facing side, the nights are quite bright. They're lit up by Earthshine, sunlight reflecting off Earth. It's just like moonshine here on Earth, but much brighter. Earth is much bigger than the moon and about 3 times more reflective, so a full Earth is dozens of times brighter than a full moon. That's a view to look forward to for the astronauts who are expected to travel to the moon later in this decade and beyond. Right now, Earth is more than 90% illuminated, casting its bright blue glow across the lunar landscape. From here on Earth, that glow is easily visible on the moon's night side. The ghostly light of planet Earth. We have more skywatching tips and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the University of Texas McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.